This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:47, you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and our next story is about things returning to normal-ish in this new normal. It's been a while since 24-hour mamaks were operating that way, even though they were a mainstay of the Malaysian experience previously. But I think, as we're all aware, for the past few months, they've been closing at midnight, which is still later than some outlets. Yesterday, however, the government extended operating hours for restaurants and shops from midnight to 2 a.m. And in response to that, some mamak and Indian restaurant operators have actually asked the government to keep closing times at 2 a.m. even after the RMCO ends. So groups like Presma, or the Indian Muslim Restaurant and Owners Association, said that limiting opening hours has actually been beneficial. They've cut costs, given workers more time off, the list goes on. For diners, though, the trade-offs are also there. You know, no more Maggi Goreng at 3 a.m., fewer spaces to hang out in the early hours of the morning. And for shift workers, also, one less option. But, and this is the argument that's always been leveled against mamaks or against these sorts of, you know, 24-hour outlets, it could also mean better lifestyles for us and maybe healthier habits. So we want to know what you think. We are about to speak to the vice president of Presma. But before that, tell us, I mean, how do you feel about mamaks, maybe all, continuing to close at 2 a.m., MCO or no MCO, about this becoming a new reality, maybe? We have a poll up on Twitter at the moment, which is asking this question. And so far, 43.8% are saying, yes, I don't eat after 12. So maybe those healthy habits are already in place. And then evenly split is 27.6. Yes, I'm already used to the midnight closure. And 28% are saying, no, I cannot deal with this. So where do you fall? Are you ready for mamaks to close at an earlier hour to not be operating round the clock? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we are crossing over to Abdul Muktahir Ibrahim, Vice President at the Malaysian Muslim Restaurant Owners Association, that's Presma. Mr. Tahir, welcome to the show. So how did the reduced hours during the MCO affect business for mamaks?
Mama restaurants are popularly known for their 24 hours operation, you know. So since the during this MCO period, the government has limited the hours of operation. A lot of business has been affected. But now we are finding a little bit of relief when the government announces that we can operate until 10 p.m. But lately, yesterday's news, there were another changes where the government allowed us to open until 2 a.m., which is a relief to most of our restaurant owners.
And were there eateries that had to actually permanently close because of these restricted hours?
No. Actually, there was not much restaurant which was closed during these restricted hours. But the overall, the profit, the business profit is affected because previously, during these 24 hours, we were having a good business, and overall now, due to the restriction, the profit is reduced, in fact.
And what changes did businesses have to make in order to adapt to these reduced hours and also to the SOPs as a whole?
The reduced number of table and chairs, you know, previously when you can maximize the space by putting a lot of chairs and tables, but now because of these SOPs, we have to reduce the number of chairs and tables, and also we don't allow people to sit down for long hours. But during last time when the business was very good, before the MCO, people can sit for long hours, but now we have already reduced, and this has already affected the business already.
Do you see the changes that were made being here to stay, you know, whether or not there is an MCO?
People are now used to these changes already. I'm afraid that even if we have allowed the opening hours until 2 a.m. Since people are so used to being, they will come and eat, and they already reach 12 a.m. in the morning. They already finished their meals very quickly, and they are so used to get out. Initially, it will be the business will be affected. But later on, when people knows very well that the operating hours has been extended, they might sit down and they will sit down for a longer hours in the shop, you know.
And all this is happening, of course, as there's been an announcement that hours will now be extended till 2 a.m. How did you feel upon hearing that announcement?
Actually, our members in Presma, the Persatuan Pengusaha Restoran Muslim Malaysia, in short term is Presma, or either it is called the Mama Restaurant Association, we were expecting this announcement for a long time. A lot of our members find that it's a big relief that the extended time given until 2 a.m. They are very happy to extend the hours of operating just to recover whatever loss which might have they have undergone previously. They might be able to recover during these extended hours.
Now, while extended hours offer more opportunities to earn, I would also imagine that it's something that also could incur more cost. How would you respond to this?
No. The operating hours is just about another extension of two more hours. Won't be affected much, because previously we were operating 24 hours. So this extended time by 2 hours won't be incurring more cost to operate. I don't think so.
Is it more challenging for mamaks to consistently implement SOPs again with longer hours?
Yes, of course it is challenging for us, because these longer hours do give us a little bit of relief. But at the same time, it's not much of a challenge, you know, because we were already used to 24 hours already. So the implementation of the SOPs is quite strict. But even though, since the government has announced this measure, so we have to follow suit, you know.
And finally then, will businesses be able to survive in the event that the timing does stay this way? And how important would it be for the government to allow restaurants to operate 24 hours a day?
Well, if you look at the current trend, if things were to get back to normal like previously, before the MCO was imposed, and the government allow us to open for 24 hours just like before, it will be good. But during this trying times, I think allowing 24 hours is not everybody wishes. And Presma has already made a stand that they didn't require this 24 hours at this moment of the timing. Until the situation improves, then we might be able to operate like before.
Mr. Tahir, thank you so much for joining us. That was Abdul Muktahir Ibrahim, Vice President of Presma, that is the Malaysian Muslim Restaurant Owners Association, talking to us about the extended hours. So now it's 2 a.m. as opposed to midnight, allowed for eateries and convenience shops. So we've been asking you for your take on this. You know, are you pleased that there will be extensions? Are you ready potentially for an end to 24-hour mamaks? You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we do have a question that has come through from Stephen, who says, what time can the restaurant open again after closing at 2 a.m.? I'm okay with them closing at 2 or 12, but I would like them to open early, say 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. for those who need an early breakfast. And in response to that, so right now, the guideline given is 7 a.m. to 12 a.m. So the opening hours aren't shifting. It's still going to be 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. And it does differ from state to state, so it really is going to depend. But I think that maybe the 4 to 5 a.m. opening hour might not be happening. Raj says, yes, very much in agreement to limit the opening hours. It will not only give more rest time for workers, but cultivate healthy eating habits. And Sharon is on that as well, saying that it was good for me. And I was hoping that after the extensions, Malaysians would have adopted a new lifestyle norm, less stress, more rest. You know, how is that a bad thing? Suggestions to Mamaks to have healthier and eco-friendly menus and packaging, and also to adhere to no smoking laws, please. Some F&B still flout that due to lack of enforcement. I've noticed that, for instance, in Selangor. Now, we have this message here who wants to know, well, again, that question about what time should they reopen. So just to say, broadly speaking, it's going to be 7 a.m. And then they go on to say, I support 22-hour or 20-hour Mamak restaurants. I think that that will help with hygiene. And Randy says, I've said from the beginning of the MCO, if by the end of the MCO you're still standing, be happy, well done. Now your next challenge is staying alive. Don't complain about lost profits. Again, if you would like to weigh in on the issue of potentially not having any more 24-hour Mamaks, even though now they're going to be open till 2 a.m., let us know what you think. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, which is also where we have a poll running, which at the moment, I think most people are actually in favour of not having 24-hour Mamaks, which makes me kind of sad. I mean, I didn't necessarily go to them often, but I found it comforting to know that they existed. And I think anybody who has ever studied abroad and who knows how dead everything gets outside of bars in other countries will know the comfort and warmth of having a Mamak available for you to go to. But that's just me. So far, broadly speaking, people are not... People don't really mind the early closure. So keep those thoughts coming and keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.